A white police officer fatally shot a black teenager in East Pittsburgh last week. Today, the Allegheny County District Attorney charged that officer with homicide. Onley Herring of member station WESA explains what led to today's charges and why protesters say prosecutors haven't gone far enough.
Officer Michael Rossfeld was charged with homicide 1 week after Antoine Rose Jr. climbed into the front passenger seat of a car with two other men. Shortly afterward, police say, a passenger in the back seat exchanged gunfire with a man on the street, wounding him. Minutes later, the car drove into East Pittsburgh, a small municipality outside the city of Pittsburgh. Rossfeld pulled the car over, suspecting it had been involved in the drive-by. As Rossfeld detained the driver, Antoine and another passenger fled the vehicle. Police say Rossfeld fired at Antoine 3 times and hit him in the nose, cheek, elbow, and back. District Attorney Stephen Zappala says Rose was unarmed.
We took a statement from Rossfeld. He's on audio and video. He indicates that at no time was there a weapon in play.
Zappala says the fact that Officer Rossfeld believed Rose was unarmed is a significant factor.
He was not acting to prevent death or serious bodily injury.
Zappala says there's no way Rossfeld can justify the shooting at trial. The officer faces a single charge of criminal homicide. In Pennsylvania, criminal homicide is a general charge that covers offenses ranging from manslaughter to first-degree murder. Zappala says a jury will decide on a specific degree.
The evidence supports third-degree murder. There's no doubt about that in my mind. Manslaughter, voluntary manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. But we think we should have the right to argue murder in the first degree.
But some, like activist Brandy Fisher, say that's not enough.
It's one thing to get a charge. It's another thing to get a conviction. And so we're not stopping. We're going to keep pressing.
Zappala's decision to charge Rossfeld followed a week of almost daily protests. Hundreds of demonstrators shut down a major highway just outside of Pittsburgh for hours last week. They disrupted rush hour traffic 2 other days. Zappala says he didn't feel pressured by the community to bring charges, which may be just as well. The day before he announced them, activist Jaziri X told a crowd gathered outside the district attorney's office protests would continue even if charges were filed. Like Fisher, he said a charge is not the same as a conviction.
This is a referendum on District Attorney Stephen Zappala.
Activists are glad Zappala has filed charges, but they remain wary of the justice system to police its own. Rossfeld was able to go home a few hours after being arraigned Wednesday morning. A judge let him go with a $250,000 unsecured bond, meaning he wasn't asked for money up front. Prosecutors objected, but say they won't challenge that decision. For NPR News, I'm Onley Herring in Pittsburgh.